Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. Welcome back to the podcast. Wow, these upcoming energies, already I'm getting the nudge to talk about March energies, and we haven't even finished out February yet. And what I have found in talking about monthly forecasts around energy is it's not as if, oh, the clock turned midnight or the clock struck midnight, and it's March, and these are the energy, you know, goodbye February energies, hello March energies. As we all know, all of these things work together in layers. They work together in layers. And one of the key themes for March, which I am so excited about, is direction. Direction. So if it feels as though you've been wandering a bit for the last, I don't know, 5 months, 6 years, longer for some of us, the energy is going to help us be selective. It's going to help you be selective with direction. It's also asking you to be purposeful with your direction. This is the part that amazes me. This energy that's coming through around direction, it's so beautiful. So what the guides showed me is, say you're in a room and there's a bunch of balloons, and each of these balloons has a string attached to it that you can touch any one of them. And imagine all of these balloons are different dreams or ideas or concepts or things, just experiences you want to have. And what this energy is doing is saying, okay, pick a balloon, grab a string. Which idea feels good to move towards, to align towards, to be in your alignment and take action from there when you feel called to? So you pull down one balloon, and this is your idea, this is your concept, this is what it is that you're focusing on. What they're actually asking you to do, asking us to do, is say, how does this feel? How does this goal feel? Is this a goal or dream I've had a long time and I'm just hanging on to it because I've always had it? Is there something about this dream or goal that needs to evolve to help you feel more spacious? Is there something potentially about this dream or goal of yours that maybe feels a little bit heavy or burdensome? And each of these questions is an invitation for you to sit with your light, to sit in meditation with yourself, or however it is that you find your peace and answers. Say, what is my next evolution with this? What feels right? What's the greater opportunity here? Some things may say, oh, it's time for me to let this go, let this balloon go back up to the sky. We're not going to do that because that's littering. Do they make biodegradable balloons? I'm sure they do. Let's just pretend these are biodegradable balloons and strings that dissolve and create great food for the fish or something, okay? So now you're looking at this idea, this goal, this craft, this energy. Does it still suit me? Does it make sense for my greater vision and purpose and how I want to feel, what I want to experience in life? Is it smaller than I originally thought? Am I more satisfied with something else? Is there something greater that I need? And greater doesn't always mean bigger, by the way. And creating a new direction now with this thought, with this idea, with this concept or goal of yours. What is the direction? I've mentioned in many previous podcasts that there is this energy of truth that is now solid on the earth plane. It is bringing so much to light. I'm seeing it so much in my life, in other people's lives. I have had a few friendships with good people that I'm now seeing in an entirely different light. Whoa. I did not see that coming. So with this truth layer built in, that's now supporting you, it's also supporting what they're calling this revision of your goals and your dreams. And what you want to notice is, where does it feel like friction or tension or heavy or challenging? Versus where does it feel more exciting? With each of these new directions you're creating, we want to lean back. Be like, how can this be easier? How can this be more fun? How can this be lighter for me? Lighter for my loved ones? What does this really look like? And that's the excitement that we're looking for. It's asking us, this energy, this direction energy, is asking us to take our time, to be mindful, because we are each consciously creating a direction of our experience in every single second. So what do you really want? And now know that once you choose this energy, either to release it or to work it, you have all of this support. So then what you want to do is you want to call in your spirit team, call in the light workers, call in your ancestors who are part of your spirit team. When I say spirit team, it includes them. Call in the help, call in the support. Show me the most fun and easy way to do this. Show me if this needs to be cleared out. It's like we're doing inventory of our mind, and we need to do that right now. Because through this mass spiritual awakening that's happening, we're all creating new directions in our lives. Your mind, I want to say, is your most powerful asset. And part of the reason why is because, okay, so you have your inner light, you have your power, you have your access to source, you have your healing energy. What do you do with it? Your mind decides that. Your mind is the filter. Your mind is the one who says, oh no, it's, I grew up, work hard for a dollar, earn it, prove that you're worth it, whatever the stories are, right? That's what your mind, so all of this energy you pull in goes through your filter. So how do we clear up and clean up your filter and create a new path, a new direction via your mind? For this energy moving forward. This is how you lean back, get into your inner light, ask for the support, and set the new direction. And this truth energy is really, really going to help with it. If you are interested in a supportive activation for the new direction energy, an activation you can use anytime, I have intuited one and put it into the Intuitives Toolkit, which is still available for the early bird pricing of $10 a month or $9.97. And the price is going to go up when I'm done editing the book. So if it feels good and feels aligned, I would love to have you join a space to help you further expand, cultivate more light and more lightness in your experience, help you navigate your incredible tools, and do so with others who are also focused on this inner work that they then get to experience and share with others in our world. I hope you get exactly what you need today and the rest of this week. I hope you feel really good asking your spirit team for more help, for more support. Say rock and roll, bring it in. And start cultivating your new direction forward. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and make sure you've signed up for the newsletter for special insights, offerings, and announcements that are just for you. This podcast and website represents the opinions of Emily Marie and her guests to the show and website. The content should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for informational purposes only, and because each person is so unique, please consult your healthcare professional for any medical advice, recommendations, and questions. Views and opinions expressed in this podcast and website are our own and do not represent that of our places of work. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or correction of errors.